Well, why Queen Mary? Well, slightly complicated reason. I was born and brought up in Liverpool. And I was very clear from an early age, without being able to sort of articulate this properly, that I didn't want to be a home student and that I didn't want to go to Liverpool University. I had two older siblings, one of whom had gone away from home to study and the other of whom went to Liverpool University. And I decided I wanted to go away from home. And I always set my sights on London because it was just this, then as now, this fascinating metropolis. And I wanted to study French, and I took advice, and everybody said that Queen Mary had one of the best French departments in London. I think in those days, the other very, as I recall, the other very good one was King's College in those days. Anyway, I knew somebody who was studying French at Queen Mary, and he said it was terrific and a great college, and he described to me the, the content of the course, and I thought that's for me, so I applied. My backup application was to study English at Queen Mary, and so I had my interviews for these two subjects on the same day. I can still remember the day to this moment, and every time I walk in through the front door of the college, as I've just done now, I think of myself as I was. I was doing this in 1963, in the autumn, so I was just coming up to 17. I was in my second year of the sixth form, and I'd never been to London before. So coming to London on my own, and then coming here from Euston Station and being interviewed first for French and then for English was a towering moment in my life. Actually, I must have only been 16 when I did this. But every time I walk through the front door of the college, I can remember how it felt to be this. I felt this curious mixture of being quite nervous, as you feel before you're going to do a performance. I felt quite keyed up more than nervous. But also a sense of kind of, I'm sure I can do this. This feels like my kind of place.